Page 105, Unit 25. No state-run companies should be allowed to trade on the stock exchange.
A lot of the money in the stock market is really our national retirement plan, for better or worse. Ron Chernow.
As we can experience it all around the world, it seems to be a quite well-accepted practice that companies that are run by the state can trade on the stock exchange. To many people, it does not cause any problem to see this happen. However, what these companies deal with and how their trading can affect shareholders has to be clarified. First, a clarification of terminology is essential. A state-owned enterprise, SOE, is a legal entity created by the government in order to take part in commercial activities on the government's behalf. It does not mean that such companies are run only by the state. They can be wholly or partially possessed by the government. SOEs are a global phenomenon, and they exist in many countries. They are required to follow the laws governing the operation of their business type, and can also be held liable for their actions. It is true that state-run companies are still companies, but that does not necessarily give a solid argument for the case. Opponents claim that there should be no discrimination in who is allowed to trade on the stock exchange. They even stress that in certain industries, only the government has enough assets to own companies. It is undeniable that SOEs can make profit for the owner, namely the state, and in the long run, their operations can prove to be economically justified, such as allowing them to trade on the stock market. There is another side of the story here, too. It has been mentioned that normally companies are responsible for their actions. So when it comes to responsibility, the main argument is ownership. What did the global economic crisis of the 2000s teach us? Well, simply, that most SOEs performed very badly. It is not surprising, as when the owner is not a responsible one, matters can go wrong. Across the world, big stock market-listed state-owned enterprises that were floated or raised mountains of equity between 2000 and 2010 have had a dismal time. As the world entered the crisis, state capitalism became an attractive form of business. It was mainly telecom companies, utility firms, hydrocarbon fields, and a few other areas where the state intervened and took over. Successfully? The figures show otherwise. What is more, another reason for this underperformance was that the immediate task governments and managers of SOEs had was firefighting to save some of their assets. Also, investment levels and costs needed to be cut in order to lift returns on capital. Managers of SOEs were slow to react to this challenge. Likewise, natural resource SOEs were slower to react to lower commodity prices. Looking at both sides of the argument objectively, it is hard to decide whether to allow SOEs to trade on the stock market. In my humble opinion, when shares are public, the taxpayer gets hurt when prices go down. The companies are not competitive with private firms in many aspects, we have seen. All in all, when the shareholder is not a private entity, but a public one, with all respect, I would not risk the wealth of any nation on the stock market.